Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners, Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to our segment. That is our segment on Hadith Riyadus Salihin. We are busy with Hadith 213 today, and we're continuing from where we stopped yesterday. Yesterday we discussed the deficiencies of the Gregorian calendar, and today we want to continue. Remember yesterday we spoke to you and we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the months of the Islamic year, the months of the year in totality, but of course Muslims only follow the Quran, so Muslims will believe in it. But we mentioned to you, we highlighted this point, when man attempts to meddle and becomes nabi into playing around with the months, playing around with the dates, then what happens? It leads them into total destruction. It is like how it is being said, there's always certain debates taking place with regards to various items. You'll find many years ago, they said that margarine was more healthier. Then after a few years, they discovered, they said, no, butter is much more healthier. So like this, their research, they do it, they base it according to statistics. They will tell you that we are giving you this injection because research has shown that the previous one was not so successful, so we have changed it a little bit. So what they're doing in a nutshell is they're using your body and our bodies as experiments, as statistics, and over time, then if they feel the need to change it, they will change it. So all those people that were harmed by it, what happens to them? Our bodies are not like cars where you can just, you know, if it is destroyed, you just purchase a new one and we can move forward then. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this body as an amanat. You can't place this body into destruction. So just as it, you would take utmost care for your car, for your vehicle, that you wouldn't just take it to any mechanic. You will make sure that it goes to a specific place and where the parts will be original parts and it will be functional parts and it is going to assist you in what you want. You're going to get your money's worth. But when it comes to our bodies, we just do as we please. So this is not, Allah's system is not based on that. There is a particular criteria you have to follow. The criteria is Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we mentioned to you yesterday the months of the year from time immemorial. And then now today we want to highlight another point as well. If you look in this verse, we'll recite to you the verse again. Verse 36 of Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9 of the Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, let's do the translation, surely the number of months according to Allah is 12 in the book of Allah on the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, of which there are four sacred months. Of which there are four sacred months. Minha arba'atun hurum. You can go and search and see if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions the names of these sacred months in this verse. Dhalika ad-deen al-qayyim, that this deen is, that is the right faith. So do not wrong yourselves. Fala tadhlimu fihin. So do not wrong yourselves therein. Now, an important aspect here, you will get a certain group of people that will say they are called the Ahl Quran. They don't believe in Hadith. They believe just only in Quran. So we say, do you give us the 4 months, sacred months, from the Holy Quran without turning to Hadith? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this comes in our hadith which we are busy with, 213. Minha arba'atun hurub. From there, there are 4 sacred months. And now the mention of these 4 sacred months. Thalathun mutawaliyatun three comes consecutively one after the other. Dhul Qa'dah wa Dhul Hijjah wal Muharram. So those three, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah wal Muharram, these three come consecutively one after the other. Dhul Qa'dah is the 11th month of the Islamic calendar, Dhul Hijjah the last month of the Islamic calendar, and Muharram is the first month of the Muharram of the Islamic calendar. So 11, 12, and the first, they come one after the other. Mutawaliyatun, that's the meaning of that. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَرَجَبُ مُضَرَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ جُمَادَ وَشَعْبَانَ. Rajab comes between Jumada. So you get, there's 2 months for Jumada. Jumada al-Awwal and Jumada al-Akhir. And then, so Rajab comes, then it is Sha'ban. So Rajab comes between the 2 months of Jumada, meaning Jumad al-Awwal, Jumad al-Akhir, and then comes Rajab, and then Sha'ban. So you can see the ways the numbers of the months is mentioned, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarifies which months are these in this hadith. Now, we said to you yesterday that we should take out time to learn the Islamic calendar. The first month of the Islamic calendar is Muharram. The second month is Safar. The third month is Rabiul Awwal, the month we are currently in. The fourth month is Rabiul Thani, that's the fourth month. The fifth month is Jumad al-Awwal. The sixth month is Jumad al-Thani, Jumad al-Thani. The seventh month is Rajab. The eighth month is Sha'ban. The ninth month is Ramadan. The tenth month is Shawwal. The 11th month is Dhul Qa'dah. The 12th month is Dhul Hijjah. So these are the 12 months. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks, Ayyu shahrin hadha? What month is this? Qulna, Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. This was due to the utmost respect. Fasakata hatta dhananna annahu sayusammihi bighayri ismihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was quiet, kept silent, and to the extent that we thought that he would give it some other name. Sometimes you ask a question, they call it a trick question. So the answer seems obvious, but then you ask yourself, you think to yourself, if the answer is so obvious, why did this person ask me this question? And you know this person doesn't generally ask easy questions. So there must be some trick in this question. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was quiet, silent. We thought that he would give it some other name. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaysa dhul hijjah? Alaysa dhul hijjah? Is this not the month of dhul hijjah? Qulna bala. We said, yes, why not, ya Rasulullah? Qal fa ayyu baladin hadha? So which city is this? They knew the answer, but respect. Qulna Allahu wa Rasulu a'lam. Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. Fasakata hatta dhananna annahu sayusammihi bighayri ismihi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was silent to the point that we thought he would give it another name besides for the name it is. Qal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaysa al-balda? Is this not the sacred city? Qulna bala. We said, why not, ya Rasulullah? Qal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asks the question, Fa ayyu yawmin hadha? Which day is this? Qulna, Allahu wa Rasulu a'lam. They responded in the same manner, Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. Fa sakata hatta dhananna annahu sayusammihi bighayri ismihi. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was silent to the point that we thought that he would give it some other name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some other name besides the name that it actually is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds and says, Qal, alaysa yawm al-nahri? Is this not the day of nahr, the day of sacrifice? Qulna bala, we said, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum responded, said, bala, why not, Ya Rasulullah? Qal, then this is the portion which is very relevant to our chapter, and our chapter is on oppression. Qal, fa inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum alaykum haramun. Verily, your blood, your wealth, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that your wealth, your honor, so your blood, your wealth, and your honor are all prohibited to you, like it is haramun. كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا. Your blood, your wealth, and your honor are all prohibited to you, like the sanctity of this day in the city of yours, in this month of yours. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَسَتَلْقُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَيَسْأَلُكُمْ عَنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says then, you shall meet your sustainer, and he will question you about your deeds. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, listen, that you should therefore, فَلَا تَرْجِعُوا بَعْدِي كُفَّارًا. You should not return. You should therefore not become disbelievers. يَذْرِبُ بَعْدُكُمْ رِقَابَ بَعْدٍ. After me by striking each other's necks. You should not become disbelievers after me by striking each other's necks. Allah, لَيُبَلِّغْ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبُ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, listen, that the one who is present should convey this message to the one who is absent. فَلَعَلَّ بَعْدَ مَنْ يَبْلُغُهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَوْعَى لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ سَمِعَهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَلَعَلَّ بَعْدَ مَنْ يَبْلُغُهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَوْعَى لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَنْ سَمِعَهُ. It may well be that one to whom the message is conveyed has a better memory than the one who hears it directly from me. ثُمَّ قَال, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَلَا هَلْ بَلَّغْتُ. Listen, have I conveyed the message? قُلْنَا, Na'am, Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qal Allahumma shahad. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, O Allah, you be witness to this. You be witness to this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and the concern to bring about all these great lessons that are in the hadith and that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu teach us. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.